实际上不光是说耶稣是一切有关一切之神，而且主要教会是他的丰满。就英文比较简单一点，他说 Church is the fullness of the all in all。好，今天我们讲的题目就跟这个有关系。今天的题目呢，西安的人与雅各的住处。我们今天这个题目从哪里来呢？在我们中间经过有一段时间的弟兄姊妹，你们还记不记得这个？这是我从家里面搬出来的2002年的我们的成绩单。这下面有一段经文。
On the bottom there's a verse.
我们中间有没有经好的可以看见？
Anyone is fine.
或者是有经历好的可以记得。
Or a good memory to remember.
他说他爱西安的门胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob.
神的神啊，有荣耀的事乃是真说的。
Glorious things are spoken of thee, O City of God.
我知道我家里面还有更老的。
I know that I have even older brothers.
我知道我们的黄姊妹，从教会开始的时候有10年的时间，每个主日早晨去应接。我虽然不是最早来的，但是我相信最早有进去的也是谁。
Even though I was not here from the very beginning of our church, but read the oldest program sheet to look just like.
但是我想没有人注意，可能是有原因的，因为他们的礼拜都不变。
Okay, there every single Sunday, the people started to make
life. 其他都在变，讲员在变，新的在变。
All other things on the program sheet are changing. The only that verse.
不知道会不会有新人去跟弟兄说一下，弟兄是不是该放下？
I wonder if anyone has pay attention and reminded brother you, hey brother you, it's about time to change that verse.
但是我相信，如果我们今天的成绩单还是在变的话。
I believe if today our program sheet spans the 3 pages, I'm sure we're going to find the first
thing.
So today I'd like to share with you why. I'd like to ask you young people a question. Do you often hear nagging of parents? It's time to do homework. Whatever they hear, they will remind you often. That is why we put that verse there for more than 2 years without Jesus. And that is our church. First of all, I'd like to share with you the dwellings of Jacob.So first of all, who's Jacob? Jacob was the forefather of the Jewish. And from Jacob came the 12 tribes of Jews. All the Jews we see today are descendants of Jacob. And Jacob is also a representative of all of us here.
被神改变的经历也是神要给我们的经历。
This transformation experience is also our experience.
神有很多名。
God has many names.
其中一个非常特别的叫雅各神。
One of the God's name is God of Jacob.
这个名字也是神要给我们的。
That is also the name that God wants to give to us.
他的神的名字也叫能行神。
So God will be called God of brother then.
也叫德行神。
God of God, Italy.
也叫 God of David. 好，我们再看看这个住处是什么。
So what is the dwelling?
住处就是说我们的家。
And that is our home.
家是我们休息安息的地方。
That's where we rest.
是我们最满足的地方。
可以吃饭，但
是回到家里面，我们就觉得啊，我可以休息。
We come home, we feel relaxed.
我们不需要再多做什么。
We don't have to do anything.
没有其他事了。
And we have no other wants.
我在几年前到国际出差的时候，住了五星级的宾馆。
Several years ago, I went on business trip home overseas, and I stayed in a five-star hotel.
美国出差没有住那么好宾馆。
And it was much better than all the hotels in America.
整个一个星期吃的非常好，住的非常好。
One week, I ate well and I lived in a very nice hotel.
但是我还是想回家。
I still wanted to come home.
因为有爱的人等待。
Because someone who loves me waits for me.
我们只有回到家里面，我们的心才觉得有着落。
Only when we come home, we find our heart rest.
不必再做其他的。
There's nothing more to do.
下面让我们来看一下雅各一起的主题。
So let's look at the dwelling places of Jesus.
首先是你所说到，在十七章二十五章说到，雅各孩子渐渐长大，雅各有一个儿子哥哥。
So Genesis chapter 25 tells us that two children grew up together. This Jacob had a twin brother Esau.
Esau 在于打猎是他的哥哥。
And then his brother Esau was good at hunting.So often stays in the field.
雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。
But Jacob is quiet. He often dwells in tents.
所以雅各生下来，他住在父母家。
So after his birth, he stays in his tent.
我们每个人都是这样。
Just like every one of us.
但是享受父母一切的照顾。
Enjoy all the cares from him.
一切的供应。
And all the provisions from him.
很特别的就是这个安静。
And then something very special here that he was quiet.
这个词在希伯来原文里面出现了十三
次。Actually, in the scripture, it appears 13 times.
只有这个地方翻成其他地方完全的，全部都翻成完全。
But that word is only translated as quite clear, but in other places, perfect.
比如说在约伯记里面第一章第一节，乌斯地有一个女人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事，完全正直。
This word was used in Job chapter 1 verse 1 to describe that Job was perfect.
他在最后一次出现的时候在雅歌。
And then the last time it appeared in the Song of Songs.
第六章第九节。
Chapter 6 verse 9.
说我的鸽子，我的完全人。
It says my dog, my perfect.
这是两人之间骄傲之人。
This is something that the robber speaks of.
我的完全人。
She was perfect.
非常有意思的就是什么呢？就是所有的译本译者在这个词第一次出现，就是在这里安静这里的时候，大家好像商量好了。
What's interesting is that when this word first appeared in the Bible, that is here Genesis 25, it seems that all the translators agree with each other.
没有一个译本把它翻成完全。
No translation translated perfect for Jesus.
比如说 King James 叫做 plain.
For example, King James, you can say the plain.
New King James 叫 mild.
New King James, you can say mild.
New International Version 是 quiet.
And the International Version, quiet.
Darby 说是 homely.
For Darby, you can say the as homely.
没有人可以把它翻译成 perfect.
And no one can say the perfect for James.
为什么呢？我想大概翻译的人都看看雅各的样子跟完全。
Why I would assume that our translators made the judgment that Jacob was far from being perfect.
So the Jacob 这样一个狡猾诡诈的人，怎么跟完全有关系呢？
So how can we describe this wicked person as perfect?
但是别人对他的看法不影响他对自己的看法。
But then other people's judgment would not affect his own assessment of himself.
我们从一些的蛛丝马迹里面可以看出。其实雅各自认为不错。
From a few scripture verses, we can see that he probably thought very good of himself.
比如说二十七章第十一节，他说雅各对他的妈妈他的建议，他说去骗他爸爸之后，他说。
Genesis 27 verse 11, when his mother suggested that he would cheat on his father, but he replied.
他说我哥哥是有毛的，我是光滑的，他都这样。父亲摸我的话，就一定是以为我是欺哄人的。
And my brother's Esau, his skin is hairy, and my skin is smooth, So if my dad, my father found out, he would think that I'm a cheater. But actually, he was a cheater, he was a liar himself, but yet he still wanted to put up a perfect image before his father. Even though he thought very good of himself, but we can see that he was always loving God. Actually, growing up in his parents' home, he actually liked nothing. He had everything he needed. But yet, he always thought he was short of So he came from out of his mother's womb, but after his brother, so his first brother was the second. So he had the first wife, which is the first of the
sons.
So he can blame that it's not that I'm not good, but then I was born second. So after he cheated the first
wife.
After he cheated the first wife and firstborn, but he lacked as a favor of his father. So he got something, but he still lacked father's blessing. In other words, it's not that I'm not good, but it's my boss. I don't know if our relationships do we always
have.
If there's something that we want to grab, and after we get it, we still find ourselves short of something else. And then if we never get it, then we find all kinds of excuses. But after he lied and cheated and got his father's blessing, he was still short of
something.
He lied for the wife.
He
was always short of something just like that.
我们如果看自己还不错，别人看我们觉得也不错。
We might think very good of ourselves and others the same way, but yet we still feel sure of them.
Okay, what's that about that? What are you
sure of?
我告诉你一个不太好的消息。
Let me tell you something, the news that is not so good.
你永远缺一点点。
Always, are you always like that?
除非你真实一点。
Unless you truly meet God.
所以天上的雅各就像他的名字，叫抓雅各，就是抓的意思。So
Jacob just has his name. He wants to grab, he wants to be.
他不惜欺骗他的爸爸跟他的哥哥。He
rather cheat his father and his own brother.
他还以为自己不错。I
think that he is very smart.
但是圣经上说神把雅各。But
yet the Bible says God loves Jacob.
就是刚才我们讲的诗歌里面所谈到的，我们的地位不过是罪人蒙福恩。要他成为一个完全的人。所以必须让他离开他的父亲。我记得我刚去读大学的时候，我是心情非常兴奋。因为那时候我刚来，因为我离开家了。
It was the first time I left home. And now I can start making my own decisions. So my family sent me off at the train
station.
I was very happy.
And
after the train took off, all of a sudden it dawned on me. Now that I have to be on my own. So at this moment, Jacob was even more lonely.
Because
he was afraid of the revenge of his brother, he had to leave his home. He had to walk a month
to
his uncle's house. And he had no idea how his uncle was going to treat him. On his journey, he had to lay his hand on a rock as a pillow. we had a dream of angels and a ladder of heaven. And God appeared to him, blessed him, and gave him a promise. And this is the first turning point of this man for Jacob. That in his dream he met God for the first time. My friends. And young people here.
We grew up in church.
Just like a Jacob, he grew up at home and heard a lot of things about God. That's right, when he refers to God, he always says, the God of Abraham and the God of my father Isaac. But here, God mentioned. But it did take some time for this God of his father to become his own. The Bible says, after Jacob woke up, and he says, the Lord is indeed here. And I didn't even know. From awesomeness, this place.
It's
no other
place.
But this is the temple of God. And then the inner sanctuary that we're about to build is called Bethel. And all my dear friends here who do not know Jesus, how would we wish that you will meet God too? Forgiving me for if we live through this life without meeting God, we live this life in vain. Same with young people, if we never met God ourselves, other people's God, even our parents God cannot help us. So now Jacob arrived, his son, at his uncle's house. And then he saw that his younger daughter Rachel, and that was not the first time. And for her sake, he served his uncle Laban for 7 years. But then on wedding day, his uncle gave another daughter, Leah, whom he did not
love.
So Jacob had to work for another 7 years for Rachel. And finally, when Jacob wanted to leave, his uncle kept him. So Jacob continued to serve him for 6 more years. So in this period of 20 years, his uncle later changed his wages. So Jacob was cheated on the matter of marriage. And also was cheated on his wages. In the Bible, God says, he delivers the poor men to the affliction and opens their ears in their suffering. And I hope to marry the
world.
I arranged another person that was even a bigger cheater than
Jacob.
I'm sure at that moment, Jacob finally understood how his brother felt when he was cheating. And you may say, what does that have to do with me? Dear brothers and sisters, there are some personalities or traits deeply rooted in us, and God wants to change it through severe circumstances. By some characteristics that are most unnerving to others, are we aware of them? If we are not aware, we may ask people around us. I'm sure they all know very clearly. Just look at myself.
同一个点神要介绍很多次的工作。
On the one single point, God has to work on the main.
每次都有辛苦。
And every time there's some problem.
但是我回头去看的时候说，神你要接着这一次又一次又一次来改变。
But I made a promise, but looking back, I have to admit that God keep on using circumstances to change me.
在这些环境中，亚伯他不舒服。
Those circumstances came from very hard.
但是在其中
，but yet God was in it.
但是亚伯家里面有家庭纠纷。
That's how Jacob had a lot of family conflict.
一说他就是够人对付的，他有良心，良心。
Usually one wife is good counsel, but another.To cause a lot of trouble, but he had two wives and two
sons
to find.
But at that moment,
he already started to detect
how well he did. So when Rachel came to him,
he said, "Why don't you tell me?" He said, "I'm
not sure." He said, "I'm not sure." He said, "I'm not sure." Afterwards,
he chased Jacob, but God intervened appeared to him in a dream and did not speak to Jacob whether good or bad.
我在我的弟兄里面觉得很可惜的就是什么呢？但是从神那里得到的知识，我们应该有主的意思呢？要追求神的心。Many brothers and sisters have the heart to pursue the Lord. 愿意寻找神，都是自己。And they want to seek God's will. 但是还没有等到，就不是心怀疑了。But they already take the steps without finding God's will.
但是我们为什么要活在神旨意以外，我们不是不可以？But why do we live outside of God's will that we have to be responsible for our own
steps？就是雅各跟神的关系还没有那么深。At
this moment, Jacob's relationship with God is still not very
deep。因为他到我父亚伯拉罕的神，我父以撒的神。Because
he was still saying that, my father is God and I'm second to him.
他要回到。 但是他要面对一下，就是他的哥哥。But
he was approaching home, he had to face his brother Esau.
他非常害怕。Was
very afraid.
一个很谦卑的祷告跟比丘。So
God forced him to pray very humble prayer.
他说，我以前是一个人单独去了这个舅舅家。He
says, Oh God, but before I went to my uncle's house alone.
他说：“这些的慈爱跟诚实是一点都不配的。”但是，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的目的，我们的
The brothers and sisters, do we not experience
this?
On one hand, we give some matter to God.
On
the other hand, we already made all the arrangements.
这个周密的部署，他的那个心情就是雅各最强的。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这个部分。所以，他这 经常说神赢不了他。就提到神天这个天然的雅各，他在中间有多强？那我们有没有讲经？我们跟神说一下。是最后没有办法。他还是有办法。他在他的身体上力量最强的地方摸了一下。他的神就是拿掉了他面最大的敌人。从此雅各变得顺遂。依靠一根杖才能走路。下面就进到了成熟的
And now he is starting to maturity. He became mature.
首先是什么一个表现？
So what would he say? How does his maturity show?
就是他没有了刚强，他软弱了。
Because he became weak.
他说，日头出来的时候，雅各经过并捏着他的大腿就去了。
He said after the sunrise, Jacob had to Peniel and then he became crippled.
然后他神把谦卑做在他的身上。
Now God has worked humility.
他知道不是靠他自己，是靠神的灵。
He knew it was not by his own strength, but God's mercy.
因为他见到哥哥的时候，他一连七次的匍匐在地上，才就近他哥哥。
So when he met his brother, he had to fall seven times before he met he saw his brother.
然后对以扫说：“我现在你的面如同见了神的面。
”And he said to Esau, "I see your face as God's face."
因为他哥哥完全没有暴力嘛。
Because his father did not take the revenge.
完全超出他的意料。
Was totally out of his expectation.
我在雅各知道这是神的命。
I'm sure Esau knew of Jacob's need. It was not merciful.
他们再往下走的时候，走到十字架。
As they continued to walk to Shechem.
世间的人对他们说，你们与我们彼此结亲，我们可以再把女儿给你们，可以娶你们的女儿。
And the people in Shechem proposed intermarriage between their children.
也只管在这里居住做买卖产业。
And they invited on the banks of Jacob to settle them.
世界在那里兴旺。
Because the world was attracting them.
神要把世界从他的心里面。
But God wants to remove the attraction of the world from Jesus.
我们知道上一个发生了在西顿的屠杀。
And we then we know about the massacre.
神要把两个世上的名誉带到那边。
And God wants to remove his love.
他对他两个儿子凶手说：“你们连累了我，使我在这地的居民中有了臭名。”
Because and he said to his two sons that you have made trouble for me, and now I have a bad name in these people.
这两个到了伯特利。
And then Jacob came to
Bethlehem.
He continued to experience God's work in his life.
他说你把家人，乃母以伯拉死了。
At that moment, Deborah, Rebecca's nurse, she was buried under a tree of Bethlehem.
那个树叫做亚伦巴谷。
And then the tree called Alan Bethel.
就是哭泣的圣树。
It was a tree of weeping.
这里是给那个故事的讲，但是我们可以非常想，雅各那个时候跟他母亲的关系非常好，也是个心理形象上很好，很好吧，他就同意。We
can assume that Jacob had very good relationship with his mother, that's why he agreed to his mother's being to cheat on his father.
那他离开他妈妈以后，他的奶母变成了他的一个寄托。And
after he left his mother, then his nurse became like a mother to him.
他必须脱离对上一代的依赖。然后这时候神再次的出现。
And once again, God said to him,
给他的律师,
and restated his promise.
读到这里的时候，心里面非常感恩。
When I read this, my heart was full of thanksgiving.
为什么呢？因为下面就发生了一件事。Because
something else happened.
就是他最爱的拉结。That
his most beloved Rachel too.
神知道。 神在那个之前就再次想发现。That's
why God appeared to him before that happened.
和他宣布与他的盟约。To
reestablish and strengthen his covenant with Jesus.
这就想到我自己的经历。And
I thought about my own experience.
大概有半年之前，我跟司令有一件事情一直在祷告。About
half a year ago, I was praying for something in my company.
可能有一个我喜欢的结果，可能有一个我不太喜欢的结果。
There might be a result that I like, or it might turn out to be something I don't like.
在要知道结果的前一天的主日。Right
before I find out the result, 2 days before.
就在祭坛的时候。While
I was worshiping him.
神突然给我一个意念。
All the prophets gave me a thought.
把这件事当做一个祭物献给神。Commit
this matter as a sacrifice to God.
我们不知道拿什么东西吗？拿什么礼物来给神？Oftentimes
we don't know what to offer to God.
就说把那个结果当做一个祭物给他。God
told me to offer the result of that matter as a.
这个祭物就是他所喜欢的。Since
it's a sacrifice, it's not. It's something that he wants.
所以那天我心里面就充满了。That
day I was full of joy.
所以两天以后我就听到那个不好的结果。
But then 2 days later, I heard of the bad news. I was very thankful because God is full of mercy. Now, Rachel. And this is his most beloved wife. From here on, the Bible called Jacob Israel. And then later on, he has to suffer shame, and
that's
and then he has to lose his second love, that is Jesus. And after a while, he had to lose his third wife, his Benjamin. Because both Joseph and Benjamin were born by Rachel. When he said to all the other sons, that he cannot do such and such to my son. But the other sons were not his sons. Now you know how much he loved them more than others. But God took away all of his loves. Oftentimes we feel God is very cruel. But then God, let's look at the end
result.
After Jacob arrived at Egypt,
他跟法老有一个经验,
he met Pharaoh.
当时的世界是一个文明最发达的地方。
At that time, Egypt had the most advanced culture in the world.
法老是他们的元帅。
And Pharaoh was their king.
一个人，雅各是带着全家来逃荒。
And Jacob was the head of the household that was a refuge.
一起逃荒，送到一起的时候发生什么事？
Can you imagine what happened when they two met?
所以他说。 于是，法老就进到法老面前，雅各就给法老祝福。
The Bible says that Joseph led his father to Pharaoh, and Jacob went there.
然后他们有一个很简短的对话。
And they had a very short conversation.
雅各又给法老祝福。
And then Jacob went Pharaoh again.
就从法老面前出去了。
And he withdrew from Pharaoh.
我们可以看到在雅各里面生命的这个尊贵。So
we can see how noble Jacob became.
超过了法老。
Which has succeeded on God.
所以想说，从来都是为大的、为神的祝福，这是得不到的礼。Because
the Bible says it is always the person of a higher position than the person of lower position.
我可以把这句放进去。如果你会不会叫老板过来说，那个老板，请你过来，我为你祝福。Let's
imagine. Would you say to your boss or your manager, come over here, let me bless you?
更不用说你公司的大佬,
or even now, like the president of your company.
更不用说这个国家的名士,
or the leader of a nation.
但是雅各听到法老面前不用提，我就比他高。
But then from Jacob went to Pharaoh, without even comparing, he was already in a higher position.
所以他雅各在最后这个抵达到他生命的高峰。
So at this moment, Jacob has reached the pinnacle of his spiritual.
你看到成熟的时候，他必须要舍掉很多东西。You
can see that in order to reach maturity, he had to lose a lot of things.
他今天的感想，他对世界的爱，他的名誉，他的依赖，甚至于他的最爱，他的sensations。He
had to lay down his strength, the world, his reputation, and his dependency, even his love.
雅各这一生度过很多的地方。
Yes, Jacob has dwelt in many places. But then in all circumstances, God will change him. Just like today, God is changing him. So that we will not walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. So that we will mature unto perfection.
说到这里，我们需要掉眼泪。我们个人的经历很宝贵。Yes,
our individual experiences are very precious.
但是完美的样子和完美人没有。But
yet, this perfect Jacob, is it perfect now?
我们看到的是看到这个完美这个词，从雅各身上开始，最后用到迦欧身上。Interesting
that the word perfect started with Jacob and it ends with the bride.
我们知道在圣经里面。 所罗门的跟苏菲安的关系是教会，讲到教会跟基督和教会。You
know that in the book of Song of Songs, the relationship between Solomon and the Shulamite actually referred to church and Christ.
我看到神在这个雅各的祝福开始，最后要结束在他自己的祝福。So
God started with the dwelling places of Jacob and ends with God's dwelling place.
所以，他要我们的眼目从一个个人的经历转移到一个团体的经历。
So he wants to turn our eyes from individual experiences the corporate experience.
他的工作没有停在雅各这个个人身上。
So his work does not stop on Jacob individually.
所以他说他爱西安的门胜于爱雅各一切的居所。
That's why God says he loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob.
也就是说，西安站到西安边的，因为门是他最最开始的地方，站到西安边的都大过雅各一切的居所。
And gate is the entrance to the city. In other say that even at the gate, it is considered greater than all the dwellings of Judah. So what is Zion in the house?
是圣经里面说到这是大君王的城。
It is the city of the great king.
是在那里做王。
And God reigns there.
地上的话，它是边上圣殿山前面的一个山峰。
Geographically, it's situated on a hill outside of the temple of him.
然后他说，西安是全然美丽，永不动摇。它内有新门的甘露，就是永远的祝
福。And Zion is perfect, it's a complete, a perfect in beauty, and it will never shake it as the dew from Hermon.
他说它有一个稳固的根基。
And then God's blessing has a sure foundation.
他说到神为他心里面极其火热。
God is very zealous for Zion.
最重要的是什么呢？他说神拣选西安做他的居所。
And what's most important is that God has chosen Zion to be his dwelling place.
他说这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为这是我所愿意的。
And God says this is my eternal dwelling place where I will rest.
在旧约里面，这个西安到底是什么还不是那么清楚。
In the Old Testament, we cannot see clearly what does Zion mean for
redemption.
But it is very clear in the New Testament.
当彼得说，当那个耶稣问彼得，我是，你们说我是谁？
When Jesus asked Peter, "Who do you say I am?"
彼得说，你是基督。
And Peter says, "You are the Christ."
后面我们就看到。耶稣好像迫不及待的要把后面的事情再告诉他。
And then we can see that Jesus is so eager to say more to Peter.
他说：“我还是告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。”
And then Jesus says, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church."
教会在磐石上。
So church is built on the rock.
先在他稳固的根基上是什么方向？
And Zion is built on the sure foundation, that cornerstone.
我到希伯来书的时候，特别说到西安山是永生神的城邑，那里有教会所共居的总会。
And in the book of Hebrews, it says, "Among Zion, it's the city of the living God and the heavenly Jerusalem."
这里非常清楚，就是西安的教会所。
So that this Zion refers to church.
这是到了启示录里面最后的时候。
And lastly, a revelation.
这个季节二十二章十六节。
Chapter 22, verse 16.
耶稣说：“我耶稣差遣我的使者，将这些关于众教会的事向你们证明。”
I Jesus has sent my angels to testify to you these things in the church.
是耶稣是关于众教会的事。
So the things described in the revelation is about church.
所以我们看到圣经里面有一个火热的东西。
So we can see that God is burned with this fire.
就是他的教会。
And his house, but it is going to be. What does that have to do with that? So actually, church is the principles of two people in Christ's church.
Because
whenever a task requires two people, then they have to learn to lay down themselves.
就需要现在的肉体被对付。
And then, they naturally start to be done.
必须要顺从圣灵。
They have to obey the Holy Spirit.
那我们就必须要注意，我们在教会里面做事的时候，我们不要单独的做。
Therefore, when we serve in church, do not serve alone.
因为神不是让我们只是工作事情。
Because God does not want us to carry out the task.
他要在我们中间把这个教会建立起来。
Because he wants to establish his church among us.
建造的时候要把我们每一个的一砖一瓦要变成他个人的样式。
During the process of building up, he wants to make us to be like him.
还有教会指的就是众人以为美的，就是这。
So what we do in church, whatever we see the good by others, we do.
我觉得我在
I enjoy the body life in church. And God wants me to learn His lesson. After I became Christian, the first time I changed job, I experienced and I understand what is
changed.
That time I was only Christian less than 2 years. So I prayed to God and I heard nothing. A lot of the new believers among us might say that I prayed and nothing
happened.
And when we didn't come to church, so that time I came to prayer meeting and I told them that I have to make the decision. And I have to pick one out of the two job offers. And after we prayed together, Brother Steve came to me and said, "Now, are you clear?" No, still not clear. So which one will make you more busy? The bigger company in Thailand, the job was less stressful. And he said, "Okay, go to that one." I said, "What is your name?" And then so when he invited me to and then Brother, he shared with me how God led me for job changes. And then after he shared his testimony, it was very clear to me now in my heart that I have to go to that bigger company. So I told him. And he says, "Yeah, I felt the same way too." But he didn't tell me in the van. He said he did not want to impact my choice. So the second day I shared with people that I'm going
to.
So on Friday, during our small
group,
and then during dinner, there were a lot of things
that
happened. So I'm still praying for you, so what's your decision? I decided to go to that bigger company. And he said, "Yeah, I felt the same way too." So what happened to your
decision?
I'm still praying for you. Now I decided to go to that bigger company. I feel the same way too. Four people at different times, different places, tell me the same thing. I'm so surprised. So last time when I was changed job, sending out my resume was the last thing I did. Before that, I shared with many
friends.
So I shared with Brother Yu and Sister Nancy. And I shared with my other co-workers. And I share with the brothers and sisters in my small group. That's how we met our brother. I still remember vividly. Everyone thought it was good. And then the Bible says, "Have regard for good things in the eyes of all men." So everyone thought it was good, so I did it. And then the result was good too. As we've been at church longer, may the Lord reveal to us. So what is the fatherly life? And so what's the principle of church? At least two people. Before you make a decision, share with someone. Please do not feel this is my strength. I'm good at it. I can do it on my own.
小组聚会了，然后我又参加了祷告会。
So now I have come become a Christian, I come to Sunday meetings, I come to Friday meetings, and now I come to Tuesday prayer meetings. And now I join the Bible reading plan. And then what?
我那时候有一个很奇怪的思想，就觉得说。 好像到最终就是应该去非洲宣教。
That my end stop will be in Africa, mission as a
missionary.
I think I passed this feeling to my son.
Okay, 我儿子还他爸爸还要更小的时候讲故事，他们非常做的就是这样。
Because when I read stories to my son when they were young, they were always say, "Anyone,
我说听我吗？
Well, the story already ended. But then they could ask me, and then what? Then I have to make up that thing. So, what is next?
I
have to ask you a question. How do you know that someone loves you?
像我们在到今天大概不知道有没有在台湾的人，可能会比较有所。所有今天碰到我，可以想象当时是当时的心情。Okay, all of us who will be married, you can think back in the past.
And then, of course, you were
resilient
to do it. These days, I'm teaching my kids to obey our parents' commands for the first day.
Tell my
younger son, you know why rabbits listen so well? Because his eyes, his ears stand up.
他后来上的时候就来跟我说，他说爸爸，我今天有没有耳朵竖着？他说，Daddy, I have my ears stood up today.
So, what does that mean?
就是我还没有说，他已经知道我要做什么。That he would do
what I want him to do without.
那我说，我跟他说，我说那爸爸要爱你。
Then I will love you to death.
所以，如果你真的爱一个人的话，你会千方百计的去想说他喜欢什么，多给他。
So if you truly love someone, then you would think what he or she likes, and then you want to offer that to him. Or he, her. Before, when I still had to go visit Jennifer in Southern California, I heard that the two sisters love the dry finger. So every time before I went to visit them, then I would go to the supermarket and I would buy all kinds of dry finger. And then when my first son was young, he loved to watch train because we live right next to train. So every time I hear the train coming, we will take the bus. So in our house, only two people have been hearing. So the others will figure out what happened because we rushed out to watch So if you truly love someone, you will try all means to please that person. And now my son has some response. My first son is not very generous. But whatever he eats, something he likes, he will be
so,
and I really enjoy that.
我们的神是喜悦。
And so will our God.
我想我们在座很多的弟兄姊妹，我想我们来到教会，我们可能比较多的是想得到什
么。I'm sure most of us come to church trying to gain something.
但是你有没有想过神他想要什么？
Have you ever thought about what God wants?
他想要一个居所。
God wants a dwelling place.
你可不可以想象一下，你整天的在外面，你没有居所？
Can you imagine being outside all day long without a home to return to? And Jesus came to this world and he lived a life just like that. His disciples followed him, but he could not find satisfaction among his disciples. And he could not live in the temple in Jerusalem. Every night he had to leave Jerusalem. Where did he go?Why?
我想我们可以稍微的反问一下。
We can feel a little bit.
不光是耶稣他来到地上的时候，客店都满了，没有地方让他住。
Not only that, when Jesus was about to be born, all the inns had no place for him.
他长大以后，他在传道的时候，还是没有地方可以让他住。
Even after he grew up, when he was in his ministry, he still had no place to rest.
但是因为我们大家都想过，我们这个国大名真的可以做成一个国大名，让主耶稣在世上。
But dear brothers and sisters, have we ever thought about this victory that we can
that
God of God can be rest in our sanctuary? We're about to go back to China. Last time we went back, my first son had a very good time at my mom's place in Guangzhou. And then he particularly remembered the lotus soup. After we came back, and he would say, Daddy, can you make that soup for me? Now, 4 years later, when we are about to go back, he said, I still want grandma to make that soup for me. Every time we go back, my mom would try all means to cook the best things for us. When we come to God's house, do we have something to pay for him? Actually, it's very easy to accept love. Because the Bible shows us that to love is to give.But you might say, oh, you cannot make it at 9:30. But then you give in a little bit, and then you can make it on time. You may say that survey for the kids and students might not have
anything.
I still have many needs for my own. But give them all. And that would be a gift for them.
真的盼望我们每个人来到神的面前，我们不光是在这里从他那里得到什么。
That when we come to God's house, not only that we gain something from Him.
我们也来喜欢做他喜欢的事。
We also come to do something that He likes us to do.
就像我儿子说的，第零次的时候，我们就听。
Just like my son says, we will obey the zero time He said it.
我想，我们还有具体的行动，就是甘心乐意的让神工作在我们身上。
The action of love would be to willingly allow God to work in us. Because His will are higher than our
beliefs.
And we're actively cooperating with co-workers in our service. Many years ago, when I saw the program sheet, I was also wondering why this verse.
You 问我那时候的感觉吗？没有什么感觉。
You asked me if I had any thought of bidding for it, no, I did not. Two weeks ago, I asked my brother Yu if he had any advice or suggestion for me as what to do. He gave me two suggestions. The second topic was this. As I heard it, my heart was touched. God, this is so hard to preach. This is too high for me. On the other hand, this is something that among those we love or we care, would anyone tell us that what we want? But the Bible clearly tells us that He loves the gift of Zion more than all glory to Jesus. Glory things that are spoken of thee, O city of God. So this is something that eventually God will accomplish, that He will establish His tabernacle among men. I pray that may the Spirit of wisdom and revelation reveal to us today. And those of you are gospel friends who have not met God before, I will sing again. If we live through life without meeting God, we live our life in vain. And to new believers, do not come to God's house with a desire to get something only. That we will grow into God's heart and will. And young people among us, I reach into you. Because you have everything. And this is the time that you can pursue your own dream. I still remember the time I graduated from college. I felt all my future is before me and I can make my own choice. But if God is not in there, the Bible says our sorrows will increase if we run after other
people.
May God reveal to us that apart from God, we cannot gain anything. We don't have to try it out with 5 or 10 years of our life. Without God, we cannot gain anything. So this for Jacob, his father's God eventually became his own God. And I hope young people in our midst will also grasp why for many years we put this verse on our purpose. Our God's house needs you. God's house needs you. Let's pray to Him. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Of who we are to understand your will and
how.
When we come to church before, we always think that we come together. But who are we to understand your heart?
Or
we cannot imagine such an awesome God. Treasure, you want to establish your glory in our midst. We thank you, Lord, for giving us your eternal will at the very beginning of this church. I pray that when brothers and sisters pass through, that we will not go through in vain. I pray that every one of us will grasp this vision. Because you say your heart is burned with a zeal. And your heart is burned with zeal for Zion. We hope that we can all say that we are burned with zeal for Zion. If we do not understand your will and heart, we do not say we love you. Lord, please reveal and open your heart. Open our heart. That in all of our service, in all circumstances, that you will reveal to us, that we will depart from our flesh and enter into the Spirit, understand your heart. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.